we are going to dive into, and this is going to be pretty, I think this is going to be pretty short, but we're gonna skip just a smidge ahead in Luke into chapter 8. And I'm going to open in prayer real quick, and we're going to dive in. Dear God, thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for the chance to dig into your word and play games and have fun and laugh together, God. I just thank you for this group of students. I pray that you bless them, that you would open their hearts to just be changed by your word tonight. Praise your name. Amen. All right, so I was trying my hardest to think of, like, a story I had. And I don't always stress out about stories. I think you guys probably realize that. Like, I'm not super worried about, like, always being like, oh, I have the perfect story to make all of you, like, roll on the floor laughing. Like, I'm boring, so I just kind of stick with the Bible, and I think that's okay. But I was trying to think of a story to kind of relate to what Jesus' point was in this first part of Luke chapter 8. Because he uses a parable, which is a story that he uses to kind of illustrate what the Bible's saying. And I was trying to think of a story in my life that would illustrate that as well, to go along with it. And the thing that kept coming to mind was when I was in high school, I was a super awesome punk rock dude. And I, of course, as any good punk rocker would, skateboard, right? I mean, I know, it was ridiculous. So we go to this place in Danbury called Rampage, right? And Rampage is an indoor skate park. It was awesome for the people that knew what they were doing. For me, it was not. And so I'm at the top of a half pipe. You guys all know what a half pipe is. Okay, I'm at the top of a half pipe on my skateboard, clueless as can be, trying to learn how to drop into the half pipe. And if you watch it on the X Games, it looks super easy. Jerks. And so, like, I'm really timidly just kind of, like, on the board going up to it. And I'm like, I'm just going to take it nice and easy, you know, start slow. So because I don't have any momentum and I get to the edge of what is a small cliff, my skateboard stops, but I don't stop. So I just kind of lean forward and right on my head, down at the bottom of it, and I get up, and people are laughing. And so I get back up, and so I'm like, okay, obviously I really need more speed for this, so I'm just going to give it a go. So I get some speed up, and I'm going. I get really nervous right at the end, and I kind of half bail out. And so the board, because it's got some momentum, and I try to stop my momentum, I don't stop the board's momentum, so the board keeps going, and I don't keep going. And so the board flies off into the half pipe, and I fall, and I kind of hit the top and slide down. And this happens over and over and over again, one way or another, falling to the side, falling forward, falling backwards. I never get it right. Never. Try after try after try. And what I learned about, and probably true in all extreme sports and a lot of things in life, if you don't fully commit, if you don't give it your all and go all in, it's not going to end well. And that's the point Jesus is trying to make. Let's pick up in verse chapter 4. It says, one day Jesus told a story in the form of a parable to a large crowd that had gathered from many towns to hear him. A farmer went out to plant his seed. As he scattered it across his field, some small seeds fell on a footpath where it was stepped on, and the birds ate it. Other seed fell among the rocks. It began to grow, but the plant soon wilted and died for lack of moisture. Other seeds fell amongst the thorns that grew up with it and choked out the tender plants. Still, other seed fell on fertile soil. This seed grew and produced a crop that was 100 times as much as had been planted. When he said this, he called out, anyone who hears should listen and understand. So what I did is I made 4 points. 4 points of what genuine faith should look like. Because Jesus is illustrating right here, there's different levels of faith, and a lot of levels of faith are a facade. They're not real. They're not authentic, and that's a problem because God is an all-in kind of God. You can't half be in for God or a quarter for God and a half for yourself or half for the world or half for your girlfriend or half for your boyfriend. It's not how it works. God is an all-in God, and Christ has to be the center of your life. And so key number one, faith is not shaken by the attacks against it. Faith is not shaken by the attacks against it. This is really important. And in the verses following what we just read, Jesus further explains what he means, and we're going to break out these points verse by verse by what he means, because there was 4 things that happened to the seed in his story. And in verse 12, it says, the seeds that fell on the footpath represent those who hear the message only to have the devil come and take it away from their hearts and prevent them from believing and being saved. It's important you understand this truth, that the devil can steal away the truth of God from people. That people will hear the word of God, they will be swayed to maybe believe, but the devil's lies and the devil's attempts on their life will help them to run away from the truth and believe against it. This is something true that happens. Spiritual warfare is true. There is a spiritual world that we live in, and there is a war going on for people's souls. Jesus has won that war, but God gave us free will. And because of that free will, people have to choose God. And Satan's doing everything he can to make sure people do not choose God. True faith cannot be stolen by the enemy. Real faith, authentic salvation, cannot be stolen by the enemy. In John 10, verse 28, it says, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Jesus is saying, yeah, some people will hear the gospel, and they will reject it because of the Satan's lies and the Satan's hold on their life. But people who come to know Christ and give their lives to him and receive salvation are eternally secure in him as the Father holds him and protects them in his hand. Key number two, faith is not something that grows old and stale. Verse 13 says, the seeds on rocky soil represent those who hear the message and receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they believe for a while, then they fall away when they face temptation. A lot of us maybe fall into that category. Maybe we don't want to admit it, but our faith is so often shaken by the trials and the temptations of this life. When things get hard, we bail on God. When the things, the desires of our flesh seem so great and so much better than life in Christ, we bail on Christ. And Jesus is saying that a faith like that is like the seed in the rocky soil, that it might take hold for a little bit, but it will wither away. And there's no real substance to that faith. And someone with that kind of faith, it's real questionable whether or not they ever really experience the salvation of Jesus. Key number three, real faith in Jesus doesn't take a back seat ever to anything or anyone. Verse 14, the seeds that fell amongst the thorns represent those who hear the message, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and so they never grow into maturity. I think the church in America, a large percentage of them live in this area. We've proclaimed the name of Jesus, we realize the need for a Savior, but the comforts of this life, the wants and desires of this life, they rob us from ever growing into spiritual maturity, ever really being a champion for Christ, ever really growing and having the peace and the joy and the greatness that Jesus can give you in this life and bringing other people to him and glorifying him with your life. If Jesus is not the center of your life, you are not living a life of faith. If Jesus is not center, you are not living faith. Because if Jesus isn't center, no matter what else it is, it's selfish, it's about you. And there's no two ways about it. It's about Jesus or it's about you. Which way do you live your life? And key number four, faith is a steady trust and love for Jesus as he guides your life. Verse 15, and the seeds that fell on the good soil represent honest, good-hearted people who hear God's word, cling to it, and patiently produce a huge harvest. A healthy seed planted in fertile soil and cared for with water and sunshine, guess what? Every time it grows, it's healthy. And a Christ-centered life, a Christ-centered faith. I'm talking about in your dating, in your marriage, in your job, in your school, whatever you do in this life, if Jesus is not at the center of it, you are headed towards destruction. And if Jesus is at the center of it, you will flourish in his name. Maybe you won't be a millionaire. Mallory and I kind of joke often about, we went to a friend's relative's house for like a baby gender reveal thing on Sunday. And this house is amazing. I mean, like, it's the kind of house, like, you walk in and just smells like a new house. And, like, the ceilings are, like, 12 feet tall, and, like, the big, huge open room that I could fit my house in, like, twice. like awesome, awesome, amazing house. And we're just like looking around and we're like, this is so cool. And sometimes we kind of joke about like, I don't even know if it's joking, just the truth is we'll probably never have a house like that. You know, I mean, youth pastors don't usually make six-figure salaries. I mean, I could talk to Mike, but and that's okay. You know, I God gave me a purpose for my life, and I feel like I'm following that, and I'm pursuing that, and I'm passionate about that. And when I line my life up with the name of Jesus, I understand from so many things in my life that Christ will flourish in me. And there will be a harvest, that there is a harvest because of that. And your life can be meaningless, or it can mean everything. And some of you guys, you're not living a life that's producing a harvest. And you need to give that to God, and you need to submit yourself to him, because there's no other way. There's no better answer. If that's you tonight, I urge you during the songs just to bring that to God. Give it to him and submit yourself to him tonight. That your faith would be authentic. That you wouldn't be just living a lie. That you wouldn't just be floating through this life with the title of Christian, but the relationship of with Jesus that is non-existent. That's not what should define you. The center of your life should be Jesus, and if it's not, you need to change. You need to change. I'm going to pray and we're going to sing. Hey, Father God, thank you tonight for the truth of your word, God. Thank you for just your awesome love and how awesome your word is, that we can read it and understand, God, that you have a purpose for this life, that you've given us meaning, and that we need to chase after you. We need to cling to your word and the truth of who you are, God. We praise you. We praise you in song. We praise you in our prayer. Change our hearts tonight, God. Make us centered on you. Praise in your name.